So somehow confused.
That means relationship. They look to be a. You need to show the alternative. A child can be just two things. Yes. What is the difference between a living man and a dead man? So, my father was living one moment before. Now, he's dead. Something is missing. The two things are there. What is the difference? And these big scientists, they cannot understand. How relational is there? Immediately understood two things. But something is missing.
Somehow they have developed this false understanding that everything can be reduced to atoms and molecules.
That is still less intelligent. Still less intelligent. But how is one less?
Because life is something which is beyond experimental knowledge.
Well, that means they do not know, say that. Beyond experimental knowledge and beyond your capacity.
Still, they are hesitant to say that.
That is their poor fund of knowledge. A gentleman will accept, yes, we do not know. But they, around about way, in order to keep their position, they bluff. That is most dangerous. Bluff.
That's the difficulty.
I think if one wants to be cheated and wants to cheat others, you cannot puff crew or follow crew. There are cricket living entities. One is snake and one is man. You can control the snake, but you cannot control the rest and fruit and man. Very, very easy. Follow the enemy world. Kill them and cricket. How are you saying? I told you that story. Caesar. Yes. Because he's human being, he puts it. And the other one animals, you can do that. Bring that animal into control. Right? Because he's human being, he cannot be in control. He'll puts it.
What was that story, Caesar?
Scissors.
Two men were arguing.
Oh, the scissors.
Yeah.
Caesar, logic.
What is that? Well, one man said a knife was used.
Yeah.
And the other said, no, it was a scissor that was used. And they began arguing back and forth, and finally one man who held that it was a knife, he threw the other man in the river.
Well, you accept that it is done by Caesar. So he has no eye on it. Then he puts it in the water, and he has his legs. Caesar logic.
Argument and vacuum.
That's why you are put into water. Either you accept or you are put into water. Oh no, I am not accept. So these rascals are like that. They are failure. They cannot. They fail. They will do. The so-called scientists.
There is an international society. We're doing that.
Yeah, they must combine. Otherwise, there is no place for them. As soon as they accept that there is something beyond physical, then they will have to accept God.
That's why when we say life is non-physical and non-chemical, then they're really amused.
That is,
what is it? So non-physical, non-chemical. Then what is it? The inquiry.
The spiritual.
Yes.
That's the accessible thing. Material and food. repeat that. Therefore, we have to understand from the author the same argument that we have to understand he is a father from the mother. It's not there. The father is hunger. He real living being is within this body. And he's changed. He has that. There is no explanation. Because sober. Sober man does not hesitate. That's it. Be yourself, therefore this word has been used. A rascal cannot understand. So innately, one who does not understand is a rascal number one.
The demoniac mentality. That's
not the other says he is your father. He still is not a and rascal number one. There is no other way. He is hunting after his father. Father says, my God, why he is your father? No, I don't believe. No. He's a rascal number one.
Often.
There is no other way to understand it. But he loved it. That is his misfortune. Mura. Boka. And our problem is that these bokas are scarce, they are living in society. And they are suffering. And Agatha, they will put him on. He's blind. We are also blind, and they are living in. What is your consequence? And we are losing the chance of human body to understand what is spirit, what is matter, what is God. We are losing everything. Very precarious condition. This actually will not allow to understand the reality. That is the point. What we have got to do is these rascals. But because they are taking some position, the whole population is misguided. And they are losing the chance of this human body. Suicide.
Most scientists, there are many who are actually against this concept that life is something chemical or physical. But they are somehow afraid of speaking outside.
Yeah.
In their
these rascals will boycott them.
Yes, once they speak out, then maybe they will not get grant from the government.
Yes.
So somehow they are hesitant to speak out.
Very good. I have heard that among the scientists who study somebody speaks of God, he is immediately rejected.
Yeah, so like, for example, NASA, this National, what is it?
Aeronautics
and Space Institute, they are flying a lot of grants related to this study of the origin of life from chemicals. And all these research teams, they're spending billions of dollars. But once...
billions of dollars, that's plenty. All right, all. And they are in this. Glassaya. They are proposing something which is not the fact, which is never the bottom.
In fact, there is one member from here, from India, is in Bombay, in Bombay, at the Atomic Research Institute. He's one of the ethnic members in this study of the origin of life from the chemicals. And if you get the opportunity, we'd like to give a lecture there in the...
he's talking nonsense. Okay.
All of them.
A nonsense society. International society of nonsense.
There are theories that they know this much.
I think perhaps we have detected parts. And these are aspects.
You are detected.
Huh? Yes. Nobody before. Trying to.
Nobody is saying it's bold as in the full part. So,
if I would not have students like you, they would have taken me as crazy man. But now I have engaged you to prove them just. That is my duty.
Okay.
India.
Mm-hmm.
Before 1828, in the history of chemistry, there was this scientist, they thought that something, what happens in the body, in the living body, is different than chemistry and the physics. That is called vital theory.
But So, what is there within the physical world that is not born by fire? What is that thing? But these rascals have no knowledge. The theory says, indirectly, this is called negative definition. It is not this. Because he has no brain to understand, so therefore, Krishna is explaining in the negative that you cannot cut by any poison. You cannot burn it. It is never dried up. Because any physical thing, it can be cut. It can be dried up. It can be burned. But it is just covered. So many ways he has described. But he has something not.
Find out what is that which is not burned.
Anything with the iron ore, they are burning. And it is clear, it is not burned. Therefore they are thinking there is no living being in the sun planet. Krishna says, among the Vastatism, I told, yes, this is non-believer's class. That's the class.
Then in 1828, this German chemist, his name is Frederick Waller, he synthesized this called urea. Urea is a chemical that comes out of urine. Mammalian urine from called inorganic compounds. So he announced that there's nothing strange about the organic world that happens in the living system. So from that time onwards, they thought that life can be studied in terms of chemistry. But it's already 150 years since that theory, but nothing happened. Nothing is understood.
I have already discussed that from orange tree you can get that acid, citric acid. But from citric acid you cannot get orange tree. There is nothing. Living tree can produce citric acid chemical, but citric acid cannot produce it. Therefore, chemical comes from living being, not the living being comes from the chemical. This is it.
Now we are in a better position because this Kolara, he just synthesized this gene last month. So now with the synthesis of this gene, nothing is happening. Because this is what they thought. Once they synthesize this, they will be able to understand light in terms of chemistry. But nothing is understood, though it has been synthesized.
Failure.
Though it has been completely failed. So, now, they are thinking around something else, that maybe what we thought was all wrong.
All wrong. Look, that was all wrong.
They won't speak up, though, they'll lose their chance.
No, so, they are coming around, when we say, life is non-physical and non-chemical. This is a very touchy word, which they don't like to hear at the beginning.
It's not said, non-physical. Nine and ten and this. Nine and the hundred. Hmm? And so, of all. Everything, the five elements, material, it has nothing to do with the five elements. Clearly said in the world. It's beyond this. Yeah, whatever is fine, kitty, earth, and moon, no. Earth, water, air, fire, that's all. But beyond that, it will not be this. And that, na hanna pe, anna maane, sari, de. Everything is there. Are you confident in the statement of Bhagavad Gita? Therefore, I strongly stress. Is that not? We are being completely in the words of Krishna. That's all. I never experimented. But I know what Krishna says. Completely right. If you simply study Krishna, then you study everything. Janma karma chami dibbam zujanati tatsata. He becomes immediately liberated. Tatta deham punar janmane namet. He becomes competent to enter in the spiritual world. And I will say this.
So, when you find that story, is it similar? How can we force the scientists to accept Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita? How can we force the scientists to accept Bhagavad Gita? The problem seems to be that.
No, if it is a fact, you can force. If it is a fact, and if it is not fact, then it is absence. If it is reality, you can force. That's why the father forces his child to go to school. Because he knows without education his life will be frustrated. So he can force. I was forced, I was not going to school. Yes. My mother forced. My father was very lenient. My mother forced. He kept one man especially to drag me to this school. The force is it there.
But that is the authority. Huh? Your parents were your authority.
Yeah.
They don't accept this as authority. They sign equal to you. Actually,
and that is another foolishness. Father, mother, natural guardian. They can force.
That's restored their higher understanding. Their higher part of knowledge.
Child may be foolish. But father, mother cannot see that the child is willing to fool. He can fall. Government does survive very many things for. Why there is police for? If you want to be outlawed, then you will be forced to accept the law. Force is required.
First, the child has to see that there is some benefit in going to school. The
child cannot see, he's a rascal. He should be beaten with schools, then he will see. The child cannot see. Putranta si sancha ra, tarai, natulara. Sons and this happens to be always get sons. That is kind of the point. Never fight them. Radhane bhavodo sastarane bhavodo. If you fight, then he will be spoiled. And if you chastise him, he will come out a very nice person. Therefore, either disciple or son, they should be always get sons. This is Indian son. There is no question of fighting.
People want to be flattered. They don't want to be told.
That is the position of disciples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mare Murkhade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has God himself, and he says that my Guru Maharaj Swami a fool less than number one. Just tell me. That is it, class. Chanakya, the great moral instructor. He has a right. Tarayat, Tadulalay. All is different. Otherwise, they will require.
The intelligent boy knows that the wise man is submersive.
Yes, yes.
Scientists are saying that instead of everything coming from the microorganisms, that instead of that happening now, that it's coming from man. Life is created from man.
And then life is life. Life coming from man.
But they are afraid to tell everybody publicly because it is in all the history books.
Huh?
And the children will be affected by it. So they say it will be at least 10 more years before the truth is out that actually Krishna is the supreme.
Is there afraid of putting the real truth? How the scientists? Defense. Here is scientist.
There's another aspect they call logical positivism.
So that, you know all these things. Dedicate your life to turn over all these aspects. Depending on the position. And present this life, this palm life to the Nobel Prize. Yes. A challenge. Will it not be a great challenge?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's a great challenge.
Yes.
It's fine. Everybody is saying that the others, and we are saying very small fraction. Almost insignificant.
So that is every time. When it's strictly so, there is small section. And then gradually grows. Seeds. And then big tree. And not immediately big tree.
One of the professors, he raised a question.
Hmm.
This is the logical positivism. Saying that something like is beyond experimental knowledge.
Hmm.
And he said, according to logical positivism, whatever we cannot see, or whatever we cannot find out by experiment, is not science.
Yeah, that is not science. That I am always speaking. The science means not to observe, but to make experiments. And that is time. Observation and experiment. If you cannot make a sense of the logic, that's what they say, theory. Theory. The Darwin is careful. He says theory. He doesn't say science. Because he knows that he's talking about nonsense. That is his theory.
They also say that you cannot prove this Atma by experiment.
Anyway, then it is not science. He cannot prove, then why do you say it can be made by chemical company?
Well, he's saying that they say our position is we can't prove.
Huh?
We can't prove.
Then we can prove that our argument is that this is beyond our experiment, and therefore we have to hear from the authorities. Very awful. That's why you cannot make an experiment with your father, but you have to hear from your mother. That is only way. There is no second answer.
Shabda Praman.
Shabda Praman, yes.
And there is another very strange statement in this regard, saying that though we cannot prove something by experiment, but sometimes it is convenient to assume that way.
That's foolishness.
That is logical positivism, saying that there's a house, let's say there's a temple there, but since I don't see the temple there, But I don't know that the temple is existing or not. But it is convenient to assume that there is a temple.
No, no. When there is a possibility of getting through, why shall I assume?
Because that's what I cannot see.
The same thing. You cannot see. You cannot see your father. Because the father was before your birth. The only mother can see. How can they refute this argument? Because she is the only proof.
We have a small chapter on this in the book. Just the logic of positivism.
Yes.
Very interesting and very strange.
It's quite logical that without father, nobody is born. So I do not know who is my father, but the mother is evident. That's all. I cannot make this theory that I was born without father. That is not possible. That is not the laws of nature. But there must be father. He can say, I have not seen it. That is not proof that there is no father. One who has seen, go. Tattva darshina. Jara Bhagavad Gita says, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tadvijnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Go to mother who has seen your father. That is only proof. So you submit. Panipatena, Kumara. Mother, tell me who is my father. And she said, yes, yes. Tattva siyasin, tattva darshin. It is not that mother is blindly indicating somebody as father. She has seen. And you have to learn from your mother by submit. That's all. There is no other.
Actually, we use this theory.
So they ask us, have you seen God?
Hmm?
They ask us, so you say you have seen God?
No, I'm not saying. God personally comes and I see. It's not them. Fortunate person saw him. There is Udjim saw. He accepted. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Param Bhava. Purusham, oh, yes. Person, task of him, eternally. He has to. We have to take knowledge from all this. That is called Param Prasis. He has been God. And he is giving a statement to take Fortune's statement and see God. That is the way. We are not blindly accepting Krishna, but one who has seen Krishna, his statement is there. We have seen.
No one has seen the signs of straight light yet.
Uh-huh.
No one has seen the signs of straight light. So why should we accept from matter? The signs of the same light can
be... What is this? What is this?
Saying that no one has seen signs of created light.
So why...
So man will accept.
Yeah. Yes. That is it. Another argument. Yes.
Actually, you can utilize these theories to disprove their own theories.
Yeah.
It's very convenient, like this logical positivism.
It is very good argument.
Darwin's
ideas have never produced light. And why do they say? Like that. It's good argument. Because they say that we have not seen, people don't believe. They're experimental. But we are not experimental. Why you push? Why you brainwash my brain?
According to this logical positivism, we can say that it is convenient to say that man has arisen from age, but that's not the truth.
There is no experiment.
That's no experiment, but it is convenient to assume, according to this logic, but that's not a fact.
But why modern age is not producing any human being?
So that's a long time ago.
Now it is
millions of years ago.
That's why man is producing man, not the ape. Just see how the lunatic there.
Why did the process of evolution stop?
It's convenient.
It's convenient to assume that way.
It's small. But that's not a thing.
All you have to do is test only faith. In that state, what? You see, a guy says that I'm blind. So how come so other the past? You are blind.
Now, distributing a book to the Prabhupada, then the people begin to realize that the scientists are blind. Once they begin to disbelieve and doubt the scientists, then the scientists themselves will actually be able to come out with the truth.
When a common man will challenge them, that you are a scared, you are blind, you are saying that to those, then it is. They refuse to accept it.
First of all, we have to start again. Is wrong.
Yes.
Then give it an alternative view, and to see which one is based on more real knowledge. Then they'll accept. Otherwise, they will not.
So that duty is now entrusted to you. On your end.
You're very nice.
This guy will help.
Disprove them, but we have the true fact, but they cannot let them disprove them.
Yes,
that's our.
When the people all understand our philosophy, then they'll have to disprove us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't say. Why we should disprove their nonsense? We haven't proved it yet.
Yes.
Well, at the moment, they are a majority, so majority carries the vote. That's the slogan of. But we have. If they are open-minded, if they are honest, you should be honest, and be frank, and be open-minded. Why you confine your small theory?
They are not open-minded. They have to be pushed within the water.
That's our first demand. Please, let's be open-minded. We are not dogmatic. We are not presenting something religious fanatic. But let's discuss in an open platform. See which one is...
This plant is coming out of the umba, mother. Everything comes from the mother. So there must be part. Anything you see, it is coming from earth. Earth is the father. And then with that, please. So where is the father? But I cannot see. If you cannot see, that doesn't mean there is no father. There must be father. And the father says, yes, on the visa for the Buddha. Bijo Ham Sarabhuta. The answer is there.
It's a very subtle subject. We try to present this Bhakti Yoga among scientists. And that is physicists and biologists.
And we have people how to do.
That is argument. Here your plant is coming. So Dhoni, the source of birth is called Dhoni. So Dhoni is there, the earth. But who begotten this? They must be father. Because we, on your experience, without father and mother, there is no generation. You prove that. But here is the mother, here is the child. And where is the father? And the father says, yes, I am father. I am a Bija Padushita. Bija Ham Sarojitana. That's all. There must be father. You do not see, because this is not logic. There must be father. There must be God. Agar is out there, come in. By whose arrangement? Now, the exact truth and power will come from this. You bring another tree, not it will resemble life. The varieties are life. You cannot say it is accurate. No, why not accident? The red flower comes here and the white flower comes there. Accident. They are standing for years. Why there is not a single accident? That's it. You say accident.
That's nonsense.
Simply rascals. And because we have become rascals, we accept. Oh, very fine.
fairly convenient to accept what the scientists say.
Master, we accept. But we accept the real scientists, Kisma. Therefore, we accept. We understand.
Still, Prabhupada, it was difficult to, in an audience like that, in a, let's say, 1 hour lecture, well, we cannot say that you go to the temple and chant and
Prabhupada, you have to accept that there is the original path.
Yes.
There is God. Now, how to realize that God? That is another detail.
So, we made an attempt, to show this, that Bhakti Yoga is science, but this is a subtle science, but it is...
You understand God?
Yes, it leads to...
It is science. It is only science by which you can understand God. See?
It needs to change our thinking. So we approach like this, that...
Because they are not accepting the process. They cannot understand what is God, therefore they are dealing. This is only process. So in the text of Jesus, they will see the path of the process. So, the sign will be. They are struggling to know the origin. But because they are not taking the right process, they are doing ahankara doing that. Tattva aham is known. By false ahankara, egotism. They are rejecting, there is no God, and they remain in the dark. Murad and Mani, Vasa, Tattva, they remain in the dark.
So we started saying that once we try to understand this fundamental part of knowledge, we should not be too arrogant with nature. That the lesser process in a harmonious and a little humble mind, then knowledge can be understood.
And
this is the
problem.
That's what scientists are. They say they'll be able to understand everything by their experimental knowledge. Which is no. Let's think about it. Let's be honest. There are so many things that are beyond our experimental knowledge.
Not of tattvinaja. It is beyond your knowledge. Don't argue. Accept your approach.
That is approach. Then we bring Bhakti Yoga. The same is the
beginning. Submission. That is the panipata. That is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga. If you are a man, that is the season man. Then you are a man.
And once we bring this Bhakti Yoga, we can prove very easily that the Supreme Being must be a person.
Yes. We have some relations.
Nice sitting at person.
Father told you there is a soul and there is a God. But when I showed them a fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were reading about the structure of the universe in the Bhagavatam, and this was completely opposite to all of their experiments. So if this is actually a fact, then why can't it be proved experimentally that the Bhagavatam statements on the origin of the universe and so on are correct?
Is this correct? How they can prove it is incorrect?
So they say that by mathematics we can prove the position.
So we are what our mathematics are.
In the beginning I was yellow, now we have got seven things. So we can come out somewhere. What's the money? Okay.
beginning of the series. And when I gave this lecture, he invited me for a form in his home, and his wife supported our theory. So he came along, saying that, science says only Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and there's so many defects. So they have to accept that no, it cannot be correct. So people are coming around slowly.
Subhyak Goswami says, Chaitanya dvayara katha karo vichar. Vichar karili chitri bhavi samatta. Just see what kind of fancy fool is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you consider it perfectly, you see it is wonderful. Vichar karili chitri bhavi samatta. Here is Chaitanya. Chaitanya means living, force. He says, it has, yes. Try to understand by logic, by philosophy, by us. That is Vichar. We are not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blindly. It is not us. Because Arjuna could have existed in so many ways. At last he accepted, yes, Parabrahma, Parabrahma. You are disappointed. The Raskans say, do not understand your personality. But as they narrow the sacred river, they have accepted. And I also see. And therefore, whatever you say, I agree. Yes. This is expected. But then this effect is not applying. He knew, but for our sake, hey, there are so many arguments about this. We have to follow the
great, yeah, he was great by admitting that he was also a thief, but a big one. So he's trying to dismiss that actually they are not right. That makes them great.
Yes, exactly. It must be standing on truth. That is his message. Because to every human, anyone commits mistake, there is no doubt about it. But after committing mistake, I stick to that mistake. Then, when it is detected, that is mistake in must have been. That is your question.
We are bringing here this flow of nature to the higher order laws.
That was part of the top deep of the air. That is our deal. Deshatra sadhavara sasarva in the Upanishad the dimension of the Atma. That a small particle atomic is so powerful. And what about the Supreme?
They ask, what is the force that combine matter and the Atma, matter and the life? Say, matter is the Jiva or Atma. What is the force behind it?
Because Atma is independent. He can live in the spiritual world or in the material as he likes.
But is not the correct sort of but that Paramatma is the
Paramatma is the yes, the end, yes. He is the origin of Atma.
Yes.
Moi Vanga. Krishna said, this Atma is my small particle part. He says that. So, Paramatma is the origin.
Yeah.
And these are fragmented parts of Paramatma.
That makes our statement very valid.
Yes. Superatma is the source of Atma.
They can explain everything.
All that can be explained by science. If I'm looking at seven steps, I'm coming up on another Bible. Bindame Prakriti Asana. They are also my energy. And beyond this, there is superior energy. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. Both of them energies. The material element and the spiritual element. Both of them are different energy.
The secret. Atma.
So one is superior, another is inferior. Because we are superior, we are controlling the inferior energy, and by such control, from inferior energy matter, we have created this mortal car. Therefore, I am superior.
The West, by Western philosophy,
yes.
This matter, this subject matter is called mind-body problem. The mind sometimes they compare as space or soul in some Western philosophical
circles. Not here, that has beyond the mind, there is intelligence. And beyond the intelligence, there is soul. Indriyani parara, indriyata parapana, parasupanubuddhi, buddhyaktu japana. They have come to the after the mind. But above mind, there is intelligence, and above intelligence, there is soul. So we can understand this very easily,
yeah,
because we accept Bhagavad Gita. It is easy for us. For others, they are very step by step reading. But we shall understand it.
It's true that the theory that everything is material, everything beyond matter is false.